The other question was about varnas. Are the varnas applicable today? The Pandavas also acted as brahmanas for some time during Agyatvas. Yeah, see, the important, if you consider the principle, there is a rule and there is a purpose. So today morning I gave the example of how traffic rules. The traffic rules in India and America are opposite, but the purpose is the same. So similarly, when we talk about the Varnashram system, there are rules, specific rules, but there is an overall purpose. The specific rules are, you know, for each Varna, there are particular rules and there is division accordingly in society. But the purpose is what? The purpose is to engage people according to their strengths. Everybody has to face problems in life. Nobody can live a problem-free existence. The expertise of Varnashram is that it allocates to people the problems that they will like to face. So if a Brahmana is told, you know, it is in a devotional context, a Brahmana is told, you know, we ought to build a new temple and we need to raise $10 million for that. A Brahmana will say, come on, and after building a big temple also, we are going to have Krishna Katha. Let's have Krishna Katha now only. Why do you need a temple? On the other hand, if Kshatriya is told, in the Bhagavatam, Vaishya is told, in the Bhagavatam there is some verse which says that, you know, whatever faults are there in whatever you do, if you chant Hare Krishna, those faults are counted. Can you find that verse? The Vaishya will say, thousands of verses in the Bhagavatam, Baba. Who will find it? Where should I find it? Just give your class without the verse. Nobody will notice also. So, on the other hand, if you tell a Brahmana, find this verse. Brahmana will be eager, hey, where is the verse? Where can it be? Hey, look and search and find. Vaishya, tell him that, you know, oh, we had to raise $10 million. Yes, now I have something to do. What is this chanting, dancing, you know? I have something practical to do now. So what happens is that different people have different strengths. And when they are engaged according to their strengths, the problem that they face is that they see them as challenges. One of the things in positive thinking, it is said that don't see your problems as problems, see them as challenges. Yes, we can see them as challenges when we have the talents to deal with them. If we don't have the talents to deal with them, we can't see them as challenges. We'll see them as problems only. So a Brahmana can see searching a reference in scripture as a challenge. But a Brahmana will see fundraising as a problem. Let's get it over with. So like that. So Varnashram, its essential purpose is not to divide people or label people according to their Varna. The essential purpose is to engage people according to their strengths. So today, its primary applicability will be in terms of that principle. That it's very difficult today to decide who is in which Varna. So the important thing is that we look at ourselves, our strengths. If we have children, we try to observe them and see what are their talents, what are their strengths, and try to help them develop those talents, engage accordingly. The essential principle of Varnashram from the material perspective is to engage people according to the talents. From the spiritual perspective, it is to make material life as harmonious as possible, so that spiritual life can go on peacefully. Varnashram ultimately is material. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly states that Naham vipro na chinarpatir naap vaishyo na shudro. So he says that I am not a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. I am not a Brahmana, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. He says, so spiritually we have to transcend all material identities ultimately. But while we are in this world, if we are engaged according to our swabhava, then the conflicts at the material level become very less. So otherwise, when we are not working out our nature, then the work that we do, that itself causes us too much stress, too much anxiety, too much conflict within us. And then that conflict internally makes life so difficult that practicing spiritual life becomes much more difficult than that. So the purpose of Varnashram from the spiritual perspective is to make material life as harmonious as possible so that we can focus on spiritual life peacefully. So in today's world, how to do that? It is relevant in the sense that we all need to be engaged according to our nature. But how to do that? Usually it is that, you know, we observe ourselves, we observe our loved ones, we consult our seniors or our friends, and by that we try to understand what is our nature. We don't have to make any radical changes in our life. You know, sometimes this question, what is my nature? You know, if we just leave this question hanging in the air, the mind can make a mess out of our life. The mind will say, if I ask my mind, what is my nature? The mind will say, whatever you are doing now, that is not your nature. That means the mind will keep us perpetually dissatisfied, whatever we are doing. So, whatever we are doing, we can continue doing that. But while doing that, we can observe ourselves. You know, when I am doing this, I am comfortable doing this. The guna and karma, when we say, how do you understand guna and karma? Guna means quality, karma means activity. We could say it in today's terms as, when something is according to our guna, we feel comfortable doing it. We feel comfortable internally while doing it. And when something is according to our karma, we are competent externally in doing it. So somebody is an author, somebody is meant to be an author, they're writing, they're comfortable and they're competent. So we can, while doing our various activities in our life, we can look at what we are comfortable doing and what we are competent at doing. And if we observe that over a period of time, we can gravitate towards doing that more and more within our profession, within our family, within our services in the temple, whatever we are doing. And that way, we can work according to the essential purpose of our ashram. Now, in some situations, some devotees may want to set up farm communities which are withdrawn from the society, and there they may replicate varnashram or an ashram in a social way. That is good, but that is right now in quite a nascent stage in our movement. How exactly it is going to be replicated, what all is going to be done within that. So that is still much, Prabhupada wanted it, and that is under discussion, and eventually it may become implemented based on how things work out. But that may not be directly relevant for us. For us as individuals, we can focus on the specific application of varnashram, that I can try to understand what I am comfortable at doing and what I am competent at doing, and try to gravitate towards that so that the conflict in material life is lesser and I can focus more on spiritual life. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely.
Thank you.